Right, can I go back in time now? You were involved with Habonim?
Yes.
Can you tell me more about that? What Habonim is?
Habonim is the Jewish equivalent, I would say, of the Boy Scouts, or the Scouts, except that they had girls, boys and girls. It was a Zionist movement, and I was very fortunate, and this is the third extra memorable thing that I've got. I was selected to join the first Israel camp that they had in 1953. Really, I was the only one from Wales. And Israel was only 5 years old. It was formed in 1948 as a country. And I went along on that. We met at a hostel in London, then travelled to Paris, and from Paris by train to Marseille, and then Marseille we boarded an Israeli ship from the Zim lines, and I remember sleeping in a big dormitory, and the ship was creaking, and as we went along, it was an old ship, and then I looked up at the steel beams at the top of the dormitory made in Port Talbot, so I knew we were okay. It was Welsh steel holding it together. Went to Israel. We were there, I think, about 6 weeks, and it was a lot of experiences there. Saw a lot of places. Couldn't go to the Western Wall because that was in Jordanian hands. And we went as near as we could, but there was barbed wire and Jordanian soldiers with rifles the other side of the barbed wire. We stayed on some kibbutzim, that's a plural of kibbutz, worked on them, learned on them, sang on them. Just had a good time.
What type of work were you doing there?
Oh, helping to pick fruit, hoeing around, growing plants or vegetables, helping the hay harvest, whatever we were able to do.
So how long were you there for?
I think it was about 6 weeks.
Okay.
I was looking last night. I did have a diary that I kept. And my sister typed a lot of it from my handwritten book. And I'm sure I've got it upstairs somewhere, but I couldn't find it last night. Yeah, so lots of things I remember about it. I remember I'd had too much watermelon, and it affected my stomach, and I lost a bit of control. And that was very embarrassing. What other things can I tell you about? Yes, we, and one of the kibbutz in there at night, we were all woken up because I think an area had caught fire, and it was near the store of hay. And we helped, they wouldn't let us go near it, but we helped to transport the water. And just as we put the fire out, ding a ling a ling a ling, the fire engine turned up after we'd put it out. It's one of the memories. Yeah, it turned up at another kibbutz, and somebody came storming in. I gather there's a Welshman here. He was from Wales. I can't remember his name. And he came looking for the Welshman, who was me.
So you were around, what, 15 at this time?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was very lucky at that time. very few Jewish people in Cardiff had been to Israel.
Yeah.
I was just 5 years old, and I was very fortunate.
And where were the other people at the camp from?
All over the country.
But mainly British?
Oh, they'll all be British, yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They'll be from Scotland, from Northern England, Southern England, London. The main Jewish centre is Manchester.
Yeah. And you went to more camps later?
Oh, yes, yes. British camps.
Yeah.
Yes, I used to go, and again, we'd go as a group, the Welshmen, and we'd outsing them and outplay them and outrun them. We were something to be reckoned with.
So where were those camps then?
Different parts of the country tended to be south. I can't remember the actual place of the sites.
Okay.